We approach it the same way we have the first 2 weeks. You know, it's about getting better today when we get out onto the practice field and making sure that what we've installed this morning, we're getting great reps at practice, and we're making sure that we're on top of our plan. And beyond that, you know, I don't think it's worth worrying about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, 3 months from now. It doesn't matter. And I think guys really believe that in here. You know, it's about day-to-day preparation, and the more we can stay with that mindset, the better off we'll be.
Hear it all the time on the college level, usually, about the faceless, nameless opponent. I mean, is that kind of feeding into that same approach?
No, I mean, I think you certainly have to know who you're going against, right, in terms of their personnel and making your adjustments. But it shouldn't affect us. It shouldn't affect how we prepare, how detailed we are in our plan, and how well we know what we're going to do on Sunday. But we'll be, you know, certainly be aware of the guys that we're going against.
Do you try to spread that message, though, in terms of, I mean, it's kind of a fun, y'all have a great chance. 3-0 would be, you know, is a good indicator of some things. And you're facing a team that's missing some guys, too. Two very important, at least two very important players. You know, say there's a great chance here. I mean, that line of, we've got a great chance, but we don't want to get
it too much for granted. You know what I mean?
I kind of believe in what I was saying before. It you know, I don't think our approach changes at all from what we've done the last couple of weeks. It's about focusing on, you know, our preparation day to day, and making sure that, you know, at the end of every day we're better than we were when we walked in the building. And if we can continue to focus on that, I think that'll serve well for us.
Matt, it's only 3 weeks in the season, but toughest defense you've faced so far to test, both statistically and, you know, what you're seeing personnel-wise. How do you look at this Cowboys defense? How do you prepare for that?
Yeah, I think it's a really solid defense. I think, you know, anytime you play against Rod Marinelli, they're going to be very disciplined in what they do. They don't give you, like, a million different looks, but what they do really well. And so, you know, we're going to have to account for their personnel and for their scheme, and make sure that we're on top of ours. But it's certainly a good defense.
You mentioned Sean Lee to Dan Quinn. What makes him so good, and is he worth all of the hype that he gets?
Sean's a great player. And, you know, this time of the year, you have to watch some film of last year. And when he's out, you know, the defense is different. He's that good of a player that you know, he makes plays, and he makes that defense better defense. And so I'm really impressed both, with his ability to play the run, but actually, you know, his speed and his ability to cover at the linebacker position is about as good as anybody in the league. And so, you know, he's a great player.
Matt, talk about your receivers, Julio in particular. Compare him to when he was a rookie to today.
I think Julio's gotten, you know, a lot better. And that's – you know, he was pretty good when he got here, you know. But he's a guy that, you know, every day, you know, he feels like he can improve. And he didn't just say it, like, he works towards it. And he really believes in that. And I think the sky's the limit. I think he's only going to continue to improve. He's got as good of a skill set as you could ever possibly imagine. And he's got, you know, an unbelievable work ethic to get the most out of that skill set. And he's one of the best teammates you could ask for.
Were you able to see that one catch he saved you from an interception? Oh, it was a third or fourth quarter. Did you see it from beginning to end?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What were you thinking?
I let it go. Yeah, no, I mean, that's a situation where we always talk about when we get a defender's back to us and we've got a guy as big and strong and physical as Julio, it's, you know, we feel like good things are going to happen if we try and make those plays. And I was probably a little bit late with that throw, but, I mean, it's just as good as he is, he can make those kind of plays, and I trust him to make it in any situation.
Hankerson had a couple of plays he probably could have caught, but he still seems to be a guy that seems to get open.
Yeah, I think Hank's doing a nice job for us. You know, and I think he's a guy coming off an injury. You know, he's done everything you could want from him. I mean, he's come in here. He's been a great teammate. He's worked extremely hard. He's very detailed day in and day out. He's been helpful to all the guys having played in the system before. And I think he's a guy, you know, as he gets more comfortable, he's going to continue to improve. And I already think he's pretty good.
Everyone talks about your relationship with Julio on the field and all that. that was always a relationship you had with Roddy. Is Roddy still a guy that you count on to be in there?
There's no doubt. You know, Roddy's one of the best players I've ever played with. I mean, you know, bar none, probably two or three guys, he's in the mix, him, Tony, and Julio. I mean, those guys are the best. And so, you know, he's certainly capable of making plays at any time, and he will. I mean, he's going to make a lot of plays for us. He did week one. And so it's just, you know, when we're throwing the football, the ball's going to find different guys at different times, depending on how they play us. And, you know, it's going to be a different guy every week stepping up.
Matt, with this being another road game, I know you turned the page on last week, but how much confidence do you guys draw from not only winning that game on the road, but the way that you did it?
Yeah, certainly, you know, when you find ways to win games, that builds confidence, whether it's at home or on the road. When you're in tough football games and you find a way to get it done, I believe that creates belief in the locker room. And so I think that'll serve us well. But, you know, what we did up there last week, it's not going to make a difference, you know, this coming Sunday. You know, what's going to make a difference is how well we prepare. And how on top of our game plan we are.